Now, here's the InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on 97.9 The Hill.
John Siegley and Mike Ingersoll here from Inside Carolina. And today, Mike, I wanted to ask you, what were some positives you saw from the offensive line this past season and how those things might impact next year?
Good things that I saw on the offensive line: J.J. McCargo played well when he was asked to, got a lot of snaps, got game reps. And again, game reps get you better, but it doesn't show itself more at any other position than it does on the offensive line. That's where game reps make you better, and you see the biggest improvement that you get. That's actually measurable. It's tangible. You can see it. You can feel it. You watch it on film. You see it in their production, the way they grade out, moving forward, the players' confidence levels, all of that. The offensive line game reps are the single most important thing they can possibly get, more so than any extra technique work, more so than getting bigger and putting on weight in the offseason. It's getting on the field and getting in the game. Ben Lemming said something to me when I was a freshman. He was telling me about all the games he started. I think it was 8 of them when he was a true freshman. And he said, you know, Mike, once you get on the field, whether it's on field goal or it's actual on the normal 3 downs, you know, meaningful snaps like that, no matter what it is, once you get on the field, it's addicting and you're never going to want to come off. And he was absolutely right. And once you get on the field and you have a little bit of success in a game and you see yourself having that success, it helps you moving forward. And guys like J.J. McCargo, Heck, Nick Polino, they have that now. And that's going to help them. It's going to propel them through the offseason. And those are going to be the guys that are going to be called on to lead the offensive line going into next year, especially JJ as the center. But Heck got some real significant snaps this year, and he played well when he was asked to. Polino, another one who showed improvement. You know, he was a guy that we had questions about, and he made a lot of mistakes, and he did some things that kind of made you raise an eyebrow, but he also did some things that got you fired up. He did a lot of positive things this season. His pass protection got a lot better. His set got better. His punch got better. And that all came as his confidence increased. I mean, that's only going to carry over into the offseason and move into next season, and that stuff gets me excited.
Thanks, Mike. To get more information on UNC football, check out the InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Premium Message Board.
The InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on 97.9 The Hill. Visit InsideCarolina.com for the inside scoop on UNC basketball, football, and recruiting.